Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. How are you all doing? Now, when I'm recording this, it is actually Thanksgiving. So to anyone listening in the States, I hope you've had an amazing Thanksgiving. I am sending you all my absolute best wishes for an amazing, amazing day. Now, this episode, wow, you've probably looked and thought, we've all been doing it wrong? What have we been doing wrong, Victoria? Well, I am going to be talking all about the mindsets or the mindset beliefs or the limiting beliefs that we have all been doing wrong. And I guarantee in some way, shape or form, you have been doing this. And I'm going to be talking about how to switch it up. So stay tuned. Now, I just wanted to do another little shout out to everyone who has sent me a message on Instagram. I literally love it. Whether you've listened to episode one and then jumped to this one, it really, really makes me so, so happy when people send me messages saying they found the podcast, they're enjoying the podcast, how it's helped them. I recently received the most beautiful candles with crystals in from Shona at Crystals Cove. And I'm gonna just, I will tag her in the show notes now because I am slightly concerned that I have got her brand name wrong. But the most beautiful gift with this letter saying, thank you so much, Victoria, for all your support in the podcast. And she wanted to share a gift with me and I'm so, so grateful. As I've said so many times, I created this podcast because I wanted to be able to help people with mindset shifts and manifestation and the law of attraction. And the fact that people are messaging me saying that it is doing exactly that makes me so, so happy. So thank you so, so much. Right, today's episode, let's dive in. We have all been thinking in the wrong way. We have been doing this because we have been conditioned to do it like that. Now, what does conditioned mean? Basically, things have been repeated over and over again, and things become a habit. Now, this is great if these are positive habits. So we might have a habit of always brushing our teeth before we go to bed, or we might have got into healthy eating habits, or actually we might have started thinking really positively about ourselves and our abilities. Now, that conditioning is great, because that conditioning leads us down a positive path. But we are all in some way, shape or form still doing it wrong. And I am going to explain what I mean by this. But let's just quickly recap the subconscious mind. Now, if this is the first episode of mine you've ever come to, I'm a hypnotherapist, a psychologist by nature, and I absolutely love neuroscience. Now, your subconscious mind, or sometimes called the reptilian complex because it represents the oldest part of your mind, is an absolute powerhouse, okay? It is in control of, let's say, 90% of everything that we say and do, and it relies on conditioning. It relies on habit. Now again, this is great when we've conditioned positive beliefs, when we've conditioned feelings of abundance and prosperity, I don't know why I said that so strangely, but a lot of the time, this conditioning, this programming, or to take it to a neuroplasticity level, this physical wiring in our brain can be really detrimental. Now, if you go back to a cellular level, we have things called neurons, which are basically nerve cells, brain cells, and the phrase is cells that fire together. And what that means is when we still repeat and think the same thought over and over, those neural connections get strengthened and the brain loves speed. So it's like you would choose to drive on the motorway knowing that there are 4 or 5 lanes, you can go at 70 miles an hour, there's lots of space for cars, versus trying to go down this tiny winding country lane. I remember if anyone has visited Cornwall in the UK, I'm sure there are other towns that have this as well, but they have some of the most beautiful scenery, but they also have some of the tiniest roads I have ever driven on. I was driving down this one particular road in Cornwall, and there were hedges like way above my car on either side, practically touching my wing mirrors. And these roads, you literally couldn't see the end of it, and they were winding and you had to go so, so slowly. Now, don't get me wrong, it was totally worth it because Cornwall is beautiful. But you're then starting to think, oh my God, what if I bump into someone? I'm gonna have to reverse. Think of that analogy as being like differing beliefs in your mind. And now these differing beliefs, remember, could be really positive ones. But if they're not things that you repeatedly think, your brain isn't going to naturally default to them. In the same way that if I had the choice of driving on one of those roads or driving on a motorway where there was loads of space, I'd choose the motorway every time. So what is happening is our subconscious mind is holding this conditioning that we've learnt. It's holding this programming. And crucially, this is affecting our actions in every area of our lives. So this affects how we show up with our friends, in our relationships, in our business. This affects our confidence levels, our health, our sporting abilities. Any action that you take is impacted on by the subconscious conditioning that we have. Okay, so this is how we are doing it wrong. We are letting the external affect our thoughts. We are letting the external environment directly affect our conditioning. And once that's happened, we're not breaking the cycle. We are not actively, consciously noticing these patterns, noticing that they're not serving us, and making positive changes. So let me give you a few examples of this just to make this like super, super clear. Bad weather. I'm so British, I know. I drink tea and I talk about the weather. I am the classic stereotype. But how many times, no matter where you are in the world, have you woken up in the morning, looked out the window and gone, ugh, because it's grey or it's misty or it's cold, or depending on where you are in the world, certain times of the year, you've gone, ugh, it's still dark. And instantly, you have let the external have an impact on your internal, on your mindset, on your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs. Now, I'm not saying this isn't normal, because this is so normal. But imagine for a second what would have happened differently if before you'd looked out of the window, before you'd looked at the alarm clock, before you'd decided if it was hot, cold, sunny, windy, rainy. Imagine if you had set your mindset of how the day was going to go and how you were going to feel before you let the external have an impact. Imagine if, before you'd even opened your eyes, for example, you had set an intention that today was going to be calming, relaxing, inspiring, abundant. Imagine if you had decided and you'd kind of latched onto a positive feeling. So maybe this is a feeling of, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm going to do today, but I know it's going to be exciting. And obviously there are so many different emotions you could choose. But imagine you'd done that first before you'd looked to the external, before you'd thought about the weather or the day of the week or the time or the level of sunlight or someone else in your environment. You know, maybe you wake up in the morning and the first thing is you're thinking, oh, I've got a meeting with my boss. Oh my gosh, he or she is so difficult and he never listens to me and she does this. Again, it's letting the external affect the internal. So bank accounts, money, this is such a good example of this. We check our bank accounts and the number, if it's not exactly what we desire, makes us feel lacking, makes us feel that we are not abundant, that we're not good enough, that we're not worthy. If you own your own business and you maybe haven't quite hit those numbers yet, maybe you're starting to doubt yourself, doubt your abilities, doubt what's possible. But it's the external affecting the internal, and that is where we're doing it wrong. Okay, because everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with a thought. And just think about that for a second. I think that's metacognition, when you think about thinking, which is kind of one of those loops that makes my brain go a little bit crazy, because thinking about thinking, but then you're thinking about thinking, and it just goes in a little loop. But look around you. So it doesn't matter if you're out on a walk right now, if you're in your house, if you're about to go to bed, look around you. Everything you see started life as a thought. It started life as a thought in someone's mind. So the software that I'm currently recording this on started as a thought. Someone developed a mental idea of this concept. The table in front of me started as a thought. The beautiful glass that I've got from one of my wonderful friends that says cat person on it, and it's got Marie and Duchess from Aristocats on it. That started as a thought. Everything starts with a thought. So your bank account, your relationships, your ability to make money, your ability to get a promotion, your ability to manifest a car, a house, a handbag, whatever, starts with a thought. But the mistake is we let that external environment control those thoughts. We don't start from within. We don't start from how we want to feel, how we want to be, the world we want to create. We base it on what we can currently see. And that's how we determine what is possible for us. But we cannot make changes that way because we get stuck in this vicious cycle. We literally perpetuate the same thoughts because of habit, because of conditioning. And then all that happens is we go, oh yeah, told you so. Knew this wasn't going to work out. Look, there it goes again. And we use the external to support the internal. But it needs to be the other way around. So imagine you are looking at your possibility for a new, amazing job, but you're basing that on how you currently feel about your old one and how you feel about your abilities and how you feel about what is possible for the type of industry you're in. That's the wrong way around. Or maybe you're wanting to manifest your perfect partner, but you're basing that on the last few people you spoke to on Tinder, maybe, or your previous relationships, or the relationships you see in your environment, maybe with friends or family. Now, what we need to do is we have to take back control of this. And just by listening to this episode, just by reinforcing this idea that thoughts become things, you will be starting to shift this because you're gonna have that feeling of, whoa, hang on a minute. Maybe that's right. Maybe that's true. How can I start to change this? And even that thought process is really, really powerful because we can't let the external affect our subconscious mind if we want to live the life we want to live, meet the people we want to meet, you know, achieve those goals and desires. And with money in particular, it's so easy to get stuck in this cycle. Oh my goodness, so, so easy. Because what happens is we look at our bank account, so we check on the app or we see how many sales we've made or what we're making in our business. And then we use that figure, that external factor, to determine how we feel about money. So maybe if we look at the number and we think it's not enough, we think money is scarce. We think money is hard to make. We think money is elusive or it's not for us. It even impacts how good we feel about making money, how much we feel we should be charging, our ability as a business owner, or how good we are in that particular role in our career. And it massively holds us back for what we can achieve in the future. Because the future in our minds is often determined by the past. So we go, well, I didn't grow up in wealth, so why would that change? Or we say, well, I've been at this now for 6 months, 12 months, and I've barely broke even, so why would that change? But that's all based on conditioning, and that's based on the external affecting the internal. But hopefully you're starting to see now, we actually need to shift that. And we actually need to start moving this forward and going, well, hang on a minute. If this isn't what I want, if that number in my bank account or if feeling about money in that way isn't what I want, what do I want? And knowing that, even just asking yourself that question, if you take one thing from this episode, asking yourself that question of what do I want? What do I want in my bank account? What do I want with my relationships? What do I want in my career? What do I want in my health? Asking yourself that question, writing it down, visualizing it, even just getting to grips on it, is going to have a powerful impact already, and it's going to help you to start to shift things. Because when we let this negative cycle perpetuate, this then leads on to fueling any negative stories that we've collected over the years about what's possible for us. And often these stories, they're not even our own. They didn't even happen to us. They didn't happen to our parents sometimes. But what happens is our parents heard about them, passed them on to us in order to try and protect us. And we've been left with so many old, so many outdated stories that actually end up dictating the world around us. But remember, that thoughts become things. So when we check our bank account and when we see less than we desire, we actually continue a cycle of exactly that. Seeing less than we desire, believing it's not possible. And those thoughts of lack turn into more lack, and then it just gives us more evidence. And the more that happens, the more it strengthens the belief. And you can just see how this goes on and on. And this is how we've been doing it wrong for so long. Because we go, well, I've tried, and look, my bank account, still not where I want it to be. I've tried, there just doesn't seem to be anyone right for me, or I really struggle with relationships, or I've tried exercising, but I just can't do it. I always struggle. I'm just not a fill-in-the-blank type person. It's all the wrong way round. So what can we do about it? You know, on this podcast, I like to talk about strategies. And the first thing I want you to do is just ask yourself that question. What do I want? What do I want? And you can break this down. What do I want for my business, for my career? What do I want for my family? What do I want in terms of relationships, health, fitness? What do I want for physical possessions? Just literally get it out there. Start defining what it is you want to create. And we need to manifest intentionally. So we need to manifest based on knowing how powerful our thoughts are. And hopefully this episode has really started to get you thinking about that. Oh, look, we're thinking about thinking again. But really getting you thinking about how powerful our thoughts are in creating the things we see around us and not the other way around. I know this is going to be a bit of a wild concept at first, but that's just because that's how we've been taught to see things. You know that classic phrase, I'll believe it when I see it. That's the wrong way around. That's what we need to flip. We need to say, okay, I'm going to believe it and then I will see it, because it all starts with a thought. And this is exactly why I created 10-Minute Money Manifestor, to help people start to switch their thinking around money and to give you a really easy to follow way to actually start doing it the right way, because we're all doing it wrong in some way, shape, or form. So 10-Minute Money Manifestor is my step-by-step formula to manifesting money, but broken down into just 10 minutes a day. Because let's be honest, I know we are all busy people. And I noticed that one of the biggest barriers to changing our mindsets around things, whether that was money or something else, was often to do with time. And then the second difficulty was that people were confused. So I have made this a course where you just have to commit 10 minutes a day for 7 days, and I've made it so easy for you to follow. So the course gives you 7 daily videos showing you exactly what to do to switch this thinking around, and I've created daily workbooks so the action couldn't be easier either. I know so often people fall at that hurdle of not knowing how to do it, not knowing the actions, not knowing the specifics. So the workbooks show you the actions of how to manifest the money. So don't worry, I have got you covered. Now, if you're thinking that you would like to manifest that full bank account, if you're thinking that actually maybe this podcast has made you realize that you already are using the external to determine the internal. And maybe that's why in your business or in your career or just in your life, money isn't showing up the way you want it to. And you want to start transforming that. This is the perfect course for you, because this is the best time to get involved, because I'm offering 10-Minute Money Manifestor for 50% off for a special Black Friday offer. Now, this 50% offer ends midnight 30th of November. So if you want to grab this course at such a great discount, then there is the link in my show notes, or you can hop over to Instagram, say hi to me whilst you're there, but I am victoria.maskell, and you can click the link in my bio. Now, failing all of that, if you don't use social media, then if you send me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com, I will send you the link. And even if you're just curious, I really recommend that you take a look at the link, because the page will tell you even more about this. And this course isn't just for business owners. I've had a couple of people ask me that on Instagram. No, you can totally apply this to your life, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, you have a side hustle, or a 9-to-5, or a stay-at-home mum. It totally applies. And I've already had people messaging me saying that they've just started the course and they've manifested sales on day one. In fact, one person actually messaged me to say that she just started the course and that she, that same day, had received a refund from her old energy supplier completely out of the blue. So it really is amazing where these shifts can happen when you take action, when you change the way you think about things, and when you just start to recognize areas where you're letting the external impact your internal environment. So if you want to know any more, check the link in the show notes, hop over to my Instagram, or send me an email. But I hope this episode has really helped you to understand the power of your thoughts and to motivate you to go, well, where am I letting the external affect the internal, when actually it's the internal that is causing that? And just by switching up those thoughts, those beliefs, you can actually start to totally transform your life in any area that your heart desires. Now, if you have enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you tag me on Instagram, or just let me know, send me a DM, let me know that you've enjoyed this episode, and I will be back very soon with more episodes coming your way. Have an awesome day, and I will speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.